The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Business Post has done a significant investigation done in conjunction with UCD looking at intellectual property held in Ireland and what they are describing as Ireland's $967 billion tax mirage. And they're looking at the implications for the tax that we can charge on that intellectual property if Howard Lutnick and the US administration do what they intend and repatriate all of that IP. There's a number of journalists working on it. Leading the fray is the Business Post's Killian Woods, and he's with us this morning. Killian, good morning.
Morning, Anton.
The analysis that you've done reveals nigh on $1 trillion intellectual property held in this country for reasons it would seem that are hard to justify beyond tax planning and tax avoidance. Can you explain what the IP is and why this matters?
Yeah, so this would be what is the more broad term would be intangible assets, but we generally consider as intellectual property. This would be assets that like large multinationals would have and base in a company to justify it earning revenue, essentially. So you can't just earn book revenue through a company in Ireland. It has to in other countries. It has to kind of justify its reason for getting that revenue. And that goes back to where housing the intellectual property in those companies, which then turns into from revenue, turns into pre-tax profits, which then we tax for our corporation tax, which is what has led to the booming levels of corporation tax in this country. And why this is important and showing the kind of the billion and the concentration of that near trillion dollars of intellectual property in Ireland is a lot of this, and nearly the vast majority of it, is controlled by US companies. And as we know, in the last few months, there's been a lot of threats from the Trump administration about getting that intellectual property back into the US. And through a series of measures, they plan on making companies, or really imploring companies, to move it back into the US. So this is a figure that we feel has never been out there before. It's never been revealed before, and we've been able to, through looking at 8,000 companies every year in Ireland for the last decade, really show that this is how much IP has moved into the country, is housed in the country right now.
And from our perspective then, economically, that $1 trillion generates significant quantities of corporation tax. And were it not here, we would not get that tax. Is that right?
That's exactly it. So the intellectual property has to be, for a lot of these companies in Ireland, for them to justify booking their revenues through the country, and then, as I said, leading into pre-tax profits, which we then tax for our corporation tax. And one of the biggest revelations from our findings was that it wasn't always at this level or booked at this level over the years. So in 2014, it was around the $350 billion mark of intellectual property was housed in Ireland by large multinationals, and that's ballooned up to near a trillion. It reached peak of $967 billion in 2021 and has kind of leveled off now at around $900 billion, because what they do with this intellectual property is they don't just move it into a country and leave it hang at that level. It comes into the country and then they amortize it, which is a way that they can, it's a technical term for accounting, that they can use then to offset tax revenue that they would have to pay. So as they reduce the value of the intellectual property, that in turn reduces the amount of tax they have to pay because they can book it as a loss.
Your colleague Aidan Regan has an interesting example of one such company, and we should preface it by saying all of this is entirely legal and above board. He details European Refreshments Unlimited Company, ERUC, otherwise known as Coca-Cola, and the value of its intangible assets jumped from $87 million in 2016 to $25.7 billion the following year, an increase of 29,250%.
Yeah, and fascinatingly, all of this is housed. All this is like, it's not really anything tangible. That's called intangible. These intangible assets are just sitting above on a line of a balance sheet above a shopping centre just outside Drogheda. So it just shows, and that I think really shows how volatile this is for the economy, that it's been moved into Ireland from places like low tax jurisdictions like Bermuda, and it can be moved again, is our understanding, because if this intellectual property is being amortized and has been written down in value, it can be moved quite easily again. And especially if the threats come from the Trump administration to impose heavy tariffs on companies or heavy financial measures on companies that don't move this intangible assets back into the US, you know, that they would suffer severe financial ramifications from doing that. But it's not just Coca-Cola, which is that European Refreshments and Limited company that has been moving similar levels. There's large other US companies like VMware Inc., which is now a subsidiary of Broadcom, which has moved a large amount of intangible assets into the country. They moved $39 billion in 1 year. And there's a number of pharma companies which had their intangible assets balloon up to near hundreds of billions in the year. So there's many different US companies that have done this. And what we found, but I think the most interesting finding from our research has been that 90% of this near $1 trillion of assets is controlled by 80 companies, and most of those 80 companies are US companies, which would just show how vulnerable the Irish corporation tax receipts are if these 80 companies and decisions made in the US just decide to move them back at the stroke of a pen.
Well, it's interesting. You detailed the companies, obviously Coca-Cola One, and significant physical commitment from Coca-Cola in their premises in Ballinasloe. Likewise, Microsoft recently describing the successful relationship, the vitality of the 4,000 staff and the operations here in Ireland. We were led to believe, or at least there was an assumption that said that those kind of pre-existing relationships, the bricks and mortar operations, the plants, the assembly and production lines, all of that meant it was very difficult to shift that back to the US. Presumably shifting the IP and the tax we get off it is as simple as clicking on a cell in Excel, or pretty close.
Well, that is what is easier to move, is moving the IP. But as I said, I don't mean to do down some of these companies. They haven't just shifted these assets into boilerplate companies. That's what they were now are not allowed to do anymore. That's why it's been moved to Ireland, because there have been many different worldwide tax level measures and policy measures, for financial measures, that have implored them to move it out of places like Bermuda into places like Ireland, where they can legitimately justify that we do have a sizable presence. So they can't just move it here out of nowhere. And they have to have justifiable presences, which is what Coca-Cola deal does have. It is large bottling plants. It is an actual large presence in Ireland. Microsoft is a huge presence, but they are, but the accounts of these companies would suggest that they're not doing enough business to warrant Microsoft have 4,000 staff here. They're obviously working very hard, doing a lot of work. Also, they are paying a lot of income tax, those individual employees, that'll be harder for the Trump administration, that they can't move back to the US. But what Microsoft aren't doing, they are booking billions. Like, there was one year a Microsoft company booked $350 billion in the profit in 1 year, which is just an astronomical level that couldn't possibly be booked through Ireland in a year. And they're booking hundreds of billions of revenue through the country as well, which again would be hard to justify. That would be linked to directly the 4,000 staff that are actually working out of Ireland. But
presumably, Killian, if you're Howard Lutnick, that's the first thing that you focus on before you try to get to move the operations back in. You say, sure thing, yeah, you can absolutely keep your plants there in the short term, but in the very short term, get that IP back to the US.
But this would be the quick win for them. Absolutely. They would look at, and again, our booming corporation tax receipts in the grand scheme of their own corporation tax receipts would seem like a blip, but it would definitely, if they could get it moved back, be a massive win for them in the short term. At least they could be able to point that we have moved American industry a certain level of it back into the country. We have cracked down on these companies who are trying to house these profits outside the country. And this is not necessarily just a Howard Lutnick-led endeavor to get this back. Like the IRS over in the US they're investigating Coca-Cola and Microsoft at the moment for some of this tax planning. And again, a lot of this is legal tax planning processes, but they're still investigating them for the amount of tax they're paying abroad, and if they're not paying enough tax abroad on these amounts. But so these companies, they've had the American authorities on them for years, and they're fighting it very, very rigorously in the courts. But so this is not necessarily a new trend that just Howard Lutnick has come up, but it would be a very easy win for the Trump administration to get this moved back at the stroke of the pen.
You mentioned how in part the reason that all of this IP is here is to resolve the double Irish issue, where they were washing money through the Caymans and through Ireland. Now, that also was legal, but it was so politically unpopular that the government unpicked it so that there wouldn't be as much pressure to lose the business. Is there anything in the same way that we can do to retain the tax revenues we make off the existence of this intellectual property? Or are we entirely at the whim of how the US administration decides to treat this?
We're also a bit at the whim of how we're bound now to OECD rules to raise a corporation tax, to also to kind of fall in line more with what the world standard is. I think the time of us maybe pulling out a countermeasure is gone. Maybe the best if we could hope for is trying to retain those jobs and that in our economy, the actual physical, tangible assets that they've moved into the country, that could be what would actually make it more palatable. But a lot of companies would also argue that maybe some of these intangible assets have to be based out of the US. Like one company we looked at moved the intellectual property out of the US that is responsible for all non-US for all non-US Mexico and Canadian business, which you could argue shouldn't necessarily be based in the US. That should be based somewhere where the actual revenue and the actual business is happening. What will be tougher for Ireland to argue is why would the revenue that a US company is booking in Far East Asia should be booked through Ireland? That will be tough. But maybe Ireland as a hub, as a European hub for the whole continent, and maybe that is justifiable. So we'll see what I think the government are waiting to see. How aggressive the Trump administration are going to fight to get these sort of stroke of the pen assets back into the country, and then they'll probably react to that. But I think we are also have to fall in line with how the rest of Europe is going to fight this, because I think gone are the days we can just undercut the world.
Cillian, thank you very much. That is Cillian Woods from the Business Post. And if you want to read more, there's a very detailed special investigation on pages 1, 5 and 9 of today's Business Post.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.